Welcome to our podcast where we explore the fascinating world of cybersecurity, uncovering the threats, strategies, and solutions that shape our digital lives. In recent China news, notable updates emphasize the nation's focus on national security and cybersecurity. Firstly, China has imposed new restrictions on drone exports, citing national security concerns. This act could potentially influence the ongoing war in Ukraine due to its implications on the availability of drone technology in the region. Simultaneously, cases of Chinese Advanced Persistent Threat, APT, groups attacking U.S. infrastructure have increased. Known for their intricate cyber attacks, these APT groups are reportedly setting up major footholds within the U.S. infrastructure. This development presents serious national security concerns as their actions could have widespread repercussions for the United States. Furthering its dedication to counter-espionage, China declared plans to motivate its citizens to participate actively in safeguarding national security. The Chinese government's new plan involves encouraging its populace to report any suspicious activity that threatens national security. The initiative also rewards those who contribute valuable information to thwart espionage threats. Collectively, these developments underscore China's growing commitment to protecting its national security. The new drone export restrictions increase targeting of U.S. infrastructure by APT groups, and the push for civilian participation in counter-espionage indicate China's proactive stance in handling security concerns both at home and internationally. We will continue to monitor these areas closely and provide updates on any further developments. In light of escalating security issues, the Swedish government recently announced stricter border control policies. The move is in response to a crisis triggered by the Quran desecration event. A series of measures, including tightening of border controls and more rigorous identity checks, will be implemented to secure the safety of the Swedish population and incoming visitors. These efforts are being put into motion as the security environment worsens due to the ongoing crisis. The government is proactively working to secure its borders in these troubling times. In the latest update from the White House, there's a heightened focus on the implementation of the cybersecurity strategy and its impact on software product makers. As part of the U.S. government's concerted effort to bolster cybersecurity, new regulations and guidelines are being introduced to ensure the security of software products. This plan will significantly enhance the resilience and robustness of U.S. software systems, ameliorating their protections against cyber threats. Alongside these cybersecurity enhancements, the U.S. is also fortifying security alliances with Tokyo and Seoul. This is part of a comprehensive strategy aimed at bolstering deterrence against the growing threats from China and North Korea in the Pacific region. The U.S. is looking to work closely with its allies to reinforce security capabilities and maintain regional stability. Despite these efforts, the White House's cyber workforce strategy confronts challenges, particularly in addressing the deficit of skilled professionals in the cybersecurity field. With cyber threats continuously evolving and growing in sophistication, there's a substantial need for an expert workforce to effectively counter these threats. The strategy seeks to mitigate this issue by advocating for training programs and initiatives to attract and retain top-tier talent in the cybersecurity sector. However, this ambitious target is expected to present some hurdles. That concludes this segment of White House News. Stay tuned for more updates on U.S. politics and cybersecurity. Thank you for joining us today as we shed light on the ever-pressing matter of cybersecurity and navigate the digital landscape together, as we stay vigilant and informed in safeguarding our online experiences.